we might see that there is lots of units available at like 80% AMI. That's about 80% of what the average person in the community might make. What we really see that shortage, though, when we look at 30 and 50% AMI. At 30%, there are only about a third of the actual needed units available in a community. And so those families often end up paying too much for rent. So we really look at the cost burden number. How many people are paying more than what they actually should for housing? We know that that's sustainable for a short time, but one small emergency, a sick relative, a flat tire, a couple of days off work, really throws that budget then out of kilter and makes it really difficult to sustain your housing at that point.